talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're gonna drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're gonna debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And we're back here on a, ooh, boy, that loud mic there. Getaway Friday here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. We're just working through our, boy, that's loud, isn't it? We're working through our Facebook Live here. Now, if you're watching on Facebook Live, let us know how it sounds. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
What's that noise?
You know, I don't know. That's strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Coming out of the computer, kind of funny. I don't know how it sounds on Facebook Live, but people have to let us know. 740-383-9944. All right. The computer will blow up on us.
It's reacting to your voice, I think.
I think it is. But I don't know how that sounds in the main. Oh, well. What do we have left here? Well, we want to give away food. We're going to do a drawing here. Brinley just won a Smoothie King, so we have that for her up until 1 o'clock. Now, the question, category is, name something you can hang on a Christmas tree. Lights, ornaments, candy cane, and tinsel. Still one answer left. 740-383-9944.
I think I am going to put this back where it was.
Okay.
Before we all blow up.
If it's not helping, right?
Yeah, we don't want to all blow up here. We'll put that just right back over there.
All right. Again, phone lines are open, and we've got stuff to give away here. 740-383-9944. Name something you can hang on a Christmas tree. Now, we've got lights, ornaments, candy cane, and tinsel. There is one answer left. 740-383-9944. And remember, we have Smoothie King, we have Pizza Hut, we have San Sodas, we have, what's the other? Oh, Arby's. So you never know what we've got here to give away. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, and let's see if you have that right answer, that final right answer. Name something you can put on a Christmas tree. Now, Linda, do you have your tree up yet?
No, I do have it in the kitchen. It's still in the box. I have all the ornaments in a container. And I was trying to decide, do I just trim the window with lights or just put up the tree and forget about trimming the window, right? So I think I decided today I'm going to put the tree up.
Going to finally put the tree up.
I think so.
You know, it's a bear to put a tree up. It's
I
not
know.
A small project
no,
at all.
No. That's most of the day.
It really is, and it's hard to make a tree look right.
Yes.
I have found. You know, you want that tree to look just right.
Just right.
And it doesn't look just right when you get done with it.
No.
You say, well, there's too many ornaments over there, the star is tipping,
right,
you know,
right.
That sort of thing.
It's crazy. Like, how can I get it right? You're constantly moving ornaments and lights and adjusting until you take it down.
Yeah, and it can take quite a long time to get that thing exactly right. So it's an interesting thing in the holiday
time. It'd be easier to line the window with lights.
Oh, it would. You know, and
yes.
do you notice a lot of people, I mean, some decorate outside, but not quite like they used to.
That's true.
I don't know why that is.
That's true.
It's a different world, I think, out there. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say pine cones.
No pine cones, but that's a good guess. No pine cones. Well, it must be a hard category here. Name something you can hang on your Christmas tree. Now, remember, we're going to do a drawing here in about 10 minutes. We've got lights, ornaments, candy cane, and tinsel. Still one answer left, and most likely whoever gets the right answer might get the prize because we only have a few minutes before we're going to do the drawing. So, Linda, what did you make of this basketball player being let out of Russia in return for the, I guess, terrorist we sent back. A lot of people unhappy with this.
I heard some of the, you know, backlash on that. I looked at it as a victory for us. Even though the prisoner that we had, his crimes were much higher than what hers was. And I don't know if this was a true fact or not, but I had heard that she had prescription for her medication. I don't know why it wasn't cleared before she even, you know, started playing her sport there. And then the girl plays for Russia. I understand that too, a team in Russia. So I thank the United States for being able to come to some type of conclusion to get her out of there.
Are you surprised, though, that people seem not to be happy that she was let out?
I'm very surprised, because not only that, she's a female. These are men, high crimes, you know, spies and all that type of thing. I mean,
but I keep hearing this bit that that I guess there's a Marine who's being held over there and been held over there for a while, and a businessman who's been held over there for a while. But I, you know, it's my understanding that the deal was not for them, that they are not going to release them.
Right.
So why not take her?
Right. Why not take her if they want to release her?
That's where I can't understand all the backlash.
I can't either.
But there's a lot of it. And again, if anybody has any opinion on this, they can give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. 45 people in the Fruitcake Toss coming up this Thursday, December 15th, 7 p.m., Emmanuel Lutheran Church, 241 South Prospect Street. It's going to be an event of epic proportions. The winner gets a plaque, the winner gets a certificate, the winner gets a dinner and a Claxton Fruitcake. If you'd like to enter anybody in the Fruitcake Toss, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Still got one answer left here, and nobody entered at the current time in the competition to win food. Name something you can hang on your Christmas tree. We've got lights, ornaments, candy cane, and tinsel. Still one answer left, and it's number 3 on the list. 740-383-9944. Who would have thought our Fruitcake Toss would have hit the high note?
I would not have even dreamed that.
And here we are, 45 people, and could be more than that by the time next week comes around. Go ahead, caller.
I said ribbons, but would you be looking for bows?
No bows. No ribbons. No bows. Name something you hang on your Christmas tree.
And no pine cones.
No pine cones.
Aren't those all considered as ornaments?
Probably. Mm-hmm. Probably. Oh, and you can send us a Christmas card here at the station. Just make sure you put your return address on the Christmas card so we can send you one back. 523 South Prospect Street, and we will read it on the air and hang it in the studio and send it back to you. And so far, we thank Kevin Griffith, John and Carolyn Heimlich, and Brinley for sending us Christmas cards this year. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. All right. Well, the category is still here. Name something you hang on your Christmas tree. Lights, ornaments, candy cane, and tinsel. Still one answer left. 740-383-9944. What kind of ornaments do you have for your tree, Linda?
I have 4 ornaments I just fell in love with, and they describe our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and it's like almost, they look almost like pure gold. And one says, Counselor, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, the Mighty God. Love it. And I try to make sure they are on there. I think I just do the tree just for that.
Yeah, and that's nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
Now, is your tree green?
Green.
Green. Now, some people go white.
Right.
I've seen people with blue.
Blue.
Red.
I saw a black tree.
A black tree?
A black tree.
Now, is that good?
I guess. I don't know.
Maybe it just got caught on fire.
No.
No, it was a black tree.
A black tree. I saw one a few years back at Target in Mansfield. Now, this one I saw out at the mall. There's a little shop out to the mall, art studio. And she has all different types of things inside there. And there's a little black tree. It's probably about 3 feet.
Now, have you got all your Christmas shopping done?
Oh, haven't even started.
Isn't that, that's tough.
Right,
it is. It's rough. You know, you get to this point of year and we're at, 15 shopping days left.
I like to wait to the last minute. I don't know why.
Now, do you wrap it? And do all those.
Bag it.
Yeah, bagging it's easier. But see, I don't like the gift cards. I mean, if somebody gets you one, it's okay.
Right.
But I think, you know, in the old days before gift cards, people really had to put thought in a gift for you.
True.
Now they can just run into the grocery store. Oh, you know, we'll get them dinner. See, I don't know if that's good or not. Because they say it's the thought that counts, but I don't know that there's that much thought into that.
No. Maybe they put thought into it and couldn't come up with anything and just decided gift card was easier.
What are gifts that you could get somebody that would be, you know, universal? I always say novelty socks.
Yes, novelty socks would work. Or scarf.
Scarf.
Yeah.
Gloves.
Gloves.
Hat.
Hat. Going to need it. I think we're going to have an extremely cold winter.
Thank goodness not for the fruitcake toss. 43.
Yeah, but they're calling on snow.
I think that morning.
That morning.
So by the time we're out there, we should be okay. And thank goodness we'll be in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Need a fire pit.
Yeah, well, it's... You know, luckily, we ended up with good weather the last 2 years, and this year it sounds like 43. We'll be okay.
Yeah.
We're only out there an hour.
Maybe, with 45 people.
Well, you know, I don't know who's going to win, though. You know, I look at this list and I think, now, who is the... Because, you know, I think some people are going to try to put wind-ups and all this or try to run. We'll have to disqualify you.
Ooh. No round-up getting worked up or...
Well, you can run. Well, yeah, but when you toss it, it's just one underhand.
One underhand.
No, none of those fancy-dancy, you know... None of that. Just one underhand toss, because that's always been the rules, and no running up to any lines or anything like that. You just got to have it right.
Stand there.
Toss it. That's why it's called the fruitcake toss.
Steep rules.
Yeah, well, you know, and people don't understand. You got to practice.
Yes, please practice.
Because it's not a ball, and it's not a brick.
Right.
You know, it's got a weird feeling to it when you toss it.
Yes, it does. With the fruitcake being tossed that many times, do we need more than one?
Well, see, I don't know. That's a good question. I've never known a fruitcake to break. It didn't break last year.
No, it didn't.
I don't think it broke the first year we did it. So I don't know. Anyway, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Name something you can hang on a Christmas tree. Still one answer left. We wanted to give some more food away today. I don't know if we're going to get to. We've got lights, ornaments, candy cane, and tinsel. Still one answer left, 740-383-9944. What is that one elusive answer? Something you can hang on your Christmas tree. And I would think this is an obvious answer. Remember, we've got Smoothie King, Pizza Hut, Arby's, San Sodas, good stuff here. Name something you can hang on your Christmas tree. Does it feel like the holidays yet to you, Linda?
Somewhat.
You know, it's kind of here and there.
It is.
It's not full holiday bloom.
You know, I think that's really lacking is the merriment of it. You still see people looking disgruntled.
You know, I have said that. I think people are depressed.
Something different about this holiday season.
And it's weird because I would have thought during the COVID years we would have had a bigger problem with this.
People were more happier the past two Christmases.
They were. You know? They were. And I don't know what's going on this year where people are really beat down.
Yeah. You very seldom even run across a person with a smile on their face.
No, and I don't know if that's going to change. Are people going to get out of the muck?
I don't know. I pray so.
But we're getting close.
Yes, we're very close.
You know, I don't know if people are going to get happy when the holiday's over. Is that what's going to happen?
They're going to wait till Valentine's?
Maybe. Maybe. I was hoping we'd have a proposal here on Fruitcake Toss Night. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say they're Christmas cards, but they might catch on fire.
Well, no Christmas cards, but a good guess. Not Christmas cards. The question is, name something you can hang on your Christmas tree. Now remember, we've got lights, ornaments, candy cane, and tinsel. Lights, ornaments, candy cane, and tinsel. Still one answer left. Name something you can hang on your Christmas tree. What could it be? It's number three on the list here. We want to give away the food. Brinley won her Smoothie King. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know why people are not in the Christmas spirit. Does anybody else out there know why people... Do you think people are in the Christmas spirit this year? 740-383-9944. You know, I think one of the problems is we get overbooked.
Could be. I'm good at doing that.
Well, but, you know, it's not really Christmas events, though, that people are getting overbooked with, which is, I think... the problem. You know, if you're going to Christmas parties mm-hmm. and things like fruitcake tosses, then that's Christmassy.
Right, should be.
But people get involved in these things that are work.
Okay.
And that'll snap the Christmas spirit right out of you.
It will. Something is sapping the joy and merriment out of people. I mean, this is supposed to be one of the best holidays of the year, you know. The songs and the plays that are being done and the manger scenes, you know, church events and Palisader did Christmas and I don't know.
A lot of people are sick, I know that. A lot of people are not feeling well. They've got colds, they've got sinus issues, they've got all kinds of things. And well, you know, they tried to tell people. It's going to be a bad flu season.
Yes, keep your mask on. But I thought I saw more and more people with masks on past month or so.
Well, I think a lot of people have had to go back to it because of the whole issue with if you have COVID, they don't want you to be out there spreading it. So I think that's become an issue.
Oh, they already have it. Okay.
Yeah, I think those people have had it who were seeing wear the masks okay. So they don't spread it any further. Go ahead, caller.
How about an angel?
An angel. That is the answer. You got it. Who do we have on the line?
My name's Brenda.
All right, Brenda, stay tuned because we're going to give this away in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Now, we better start a new category because we just got Brenda in.
Right.
And we want to have more than just Brenda. Okay, here's the new category. And we're going to do the drawing here in 11 minutes, so you have time to come pick it up. Name a popular drink at Christmas time. Four answers. Name a popular drink at Christmas time. 740-383-9944. And by the way, the last category, name something you can hang on your Christmas tree. Lights, ornaments, an angel, candy cane, and tinsel. So that category is done. Now we're going to give away food here at a quarter till. So you still have 15 minutes to get up here and get it. Brinley, your Smoothie King is up here and you have till 1 o'clock to get that as well. Name a drink you drink at Christmas time. A popular drink. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say eggnog.
Eggnog's number one on the list. You got it.
Sure it was.
So we got Judy and Brenda now in the competition. Judy and Brenda, still three more spots to go. Name a popular drink at Christmas time. A popular drink at Christmas time. Now you can enter as many times as you like. There's still three left to go here. 740-383-9944. Name a popular drink at Christmas time. Now, there are a lot of things. I'm trying to think, though. I mean, I like eggnog.
Yeah, I have some in the refrigerator right now.
You know, put a little nutmeg
yes.
on top of it. Makes it cinnamon. Sometimes
cinnamon.
Can make that even better.
Yes.
Go ahead, caller.
Eggnog?
We got eggnog. Mm-hmm. Got another guess?
No.
Okay, keep thinking. We got eggnog, but we'll take another guess if you have one.
Right.
Name a popular Christmas drink. A popular drink at Christmas time. Three answers left to go here. Go ahead, caller.
Hot chocolate?
No hot chocolate. Good guess. No hot chocolate. This must have woke them up. That last one had them stumped. This has woken them up. They know we're giving away free food here today. The angel was stuffed.
We should have all guessed that one.
We should have, and I don't know. We were guessing putting candles on the tree and cards. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say rum or whiskey, some kind of drink.
Rum or whiskey. No rum or whiskey. You always love when people get a little...
That's supposed to be an eggnog, right?
Yeah, I didn't think you were supposed to drink it straight on the holiday.
Some people.
A little rum or whiskey. Now, do you ever knock them back, Linda?
No.
You've given that up.
I've given that up.
Well, you know, I don't like to knock the things back myself, but we had a tradition here for a long time on Christmas Eve where we would put something in the eggnog.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay.
Right.
I don't remember what it was, though. It might have been moonshine.
Charlie Evers.
Charlie Evers with the moonshine, yeah. And Glenn, he drinks it all year round. Go ahead, caller.
Everybody say hot apple cider.
Hot apple cider. Well, it's spice cider on this list, but we'll give you credit. Now, don't get nasty. It's the Christmas time.
Well, did somebody else already get it, or did I get it?
No, you got it.
Oh.
You're listening, aren't you? How'd you know the category?
I can listen, but it's hard when you call in and then you have to go back to the website and call in and go back to the website. There's a delay.
Don't you have the TuneIn app?
I'm not listening on that.
Okay. Well, try that.
Okay.
No, stay on the website. I don't want you to screw up.
Thanks, Scott. I'll try not to screw up. Bye.
Well, we got Sarah, Judy, and Brenda in. Somebody's going to win something.
Oh, yeah.
7 minutes.
Apple cider.
Apple cider.
Yeah, I bought that for Thanksgiving.
Spiced.
Yes.
Not bad. Eggnog and spiced cider. Still two answers left, though. Name a popular drink at Christmas time. 740-383-9944. What's it going to be? Two left to go. Let's see here. Well, I can see him at Christmas time. Popular drink at Christmas time. 740-383-9944. Now, other than eggnog, is there something you go to, Linda?
Oh, yeah.
What do you have at Christmas?
Sparkling cider.
Sparkling cider. That's nice. Mm-hmm. Now, when you were young, what did you have?
Possibly my grandfather used to make the bomb eggnog.
Oh, really?
With bourbon in it.
Well, he put the bourbon in.
Yeah.
So he went all the way.
Yeah.
He liked a little spice to his life.
Dangerous.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say hot butter rum.
Not hot butter rum, but a good guess.
That sounded good.
Do you put real butter in that? The hot butter rum?
I don't know how you do that. Maybe she has a recipe.
Yeah, how do you make hot butter rum? I mean, you obviously got to have rum.
Right.
But what do? You just put butter in it? That doesn't seem right, does it?
It doesn't seem right.
Now, how do you make hot butter rum? Does anybody know? Well, it's not on the list. Name a popular drink at Christmas time, and we're going to draw here in 4 minutes. We've got eggnog and spiced cider. Two answers left to go, 740-383-9944. Who's got the answers? Brenda, Judy, and Sarah in the competition so far. Now, you can enter as many times as you like. Maybe we can get that girl from the basketball in on this.
That'd be nice.
It is beyond me why people are so upset that she got released.
Me too.
I mean, I just can't imagine. I thought we'd be celebrating, but no.
And we should be.
We're not. Go ahead, caller.
How about wine?
Wine, number two on the list, Brenda. Got you in again.
Uh-huh.
Brenda gets in again with wine. So now we've only got one answer left. Are we going to get it in the next 4 minutes? Name a popular drink at Christmas time. We've got eggnog, wine, and spiced cider. Still one answer left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What's that final answer? Going to win something to either Pizza Hut, Smoothie King, Arby's, or Sans Sodas. 740-383-9944. Popular drink at Christmas time. Now, did you ever have wine at Christmas, Linda?
I'm not much of a wine drinker.
You know, wine is, it's got its own taste.
It does.
You gotta find the wine you like.
My mother used to always have champagne.
Champagne is nice. Mm-hmm. That's good on New Year's, too.
Yeah, and New Year's, too. Yeah.
Can you believe 2023 is right around the corner?
No.
2023.
It's in hollering distance.
It is. Go ahead, caller.
I'm just going to say punch.
No punch on the list. No holiday punch. But I think people do like punch.
Oh, yes. They do.
Red punch. What other kind of punches can you make?
There's this punch that you put 7-Up in with your...
Oh, I've had that.
And your ice cream. I think the sherbet. You had that before?
I have, but you know, we've never had any punch here at the holiday party.
No, we haven't.
We've always had soda and pizza.
Right.
Now, pizza's fine, but it'd be nice if we had some punch.
That'd be nice.
Maybe we'll have some punch this year at the holiday party. Go ahead, caller.
How about champagne?
Not champagne. Good guess. Mm-hmm. Not champagne. Not a bad guess, though.
What is hot buttered rum?
Yeah, give us a hot butter rum recipe, Linda, here at the holiday time.
It says, originally intended for medical purposes, this colonial era drink is steaming mixture of rum, butter, sugar, spices, and hot water. And that's something.
So it's hot water, rum,
butter.
And spice. What kind of spices?
Let me see.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say a hot toddy.
Not a hot toddy. That's a good guess, though.
Yeah.
People love their hot toddies.
They're good for what? Rheumatoid arthritis, I hear.
I think they're good for a touch of everything.
Yes, yes.
From a cold to rheumatoid arthritis, a good old hot toddy.
It says various spices. I don't know what that would be like. Allspice, some make it kind of sweet.
Well, that's what I say. I don't know what you'd put in it. You get your rum.
No.
What kind of rum do you use?
I guess, what they have? 100 proof? 150?
Really?
Yeah, they have 150 rum, I think.
Now, how do you get, isn't 100 the best you can do?
I think there's one. I may be wrong. I think rum comes in 150 proof.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say beer.
No beer. Sometimes Santa likes a good beer. Most popular drinks at Christmas time. One left. Eggnog, wine, and spice cider. Still have one answer left. 740-383-9944. And I'll tell you what the winner's going to get here today. Well, I'm not going to tell you yet. We're going to make you wait until... let's see here. We're going to make you wait until we... do the drawing, but it's going to be a good prize.
It is a long recipe.
Really? For
one stick unsalted butter, 1/2 cup of light brown sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of ground cloves, 1 teaspoon of ground nutmeg, 1 teaspoon ground allspice, a pinch of salt, 2 ounces dark or aged rum, 6 ounces of hot water, cinnamon sticks, or garnish, optional.
Wow. By the time you get that mead, you need a drink of it. Boy,
so
you're ready.
Right.
You're ready for the hot buttered rum.
Yeah.
I'm going to give people a hint here so we can get somebody else in. This drink, I believe, is made with champagne. It's not champagne, but I believe the drink is made with champagne.
Oh, my.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm just going to say milk.
Not milk.
Mm.
No, I believe this drink, though, is made with champagne. Now, let me double check here. What is in... let's see here. I'm pretty sure it's made with champagne. Okay, here's a recipe. Let's see here. Well... okay, I'll tell you, it's made with orange juice. Let's put it that way.
Orange juice.
I'm pretty sure it's champagne, but who knows? It's made with orange juice. Does anybody know what this is? 740-383-9944. We got to do this quick because we got to do our drawing here. Go ahead, caller.
What about wassail?
Wassail?
Now, you need to quit acting brand new. You know what waffle is.
It's my first day today. Now, what is wassail?
Ask Linda.
What, do you know, Linda, what wassail is?
We did that song. I don't know what wassail was.
We'll do it again on the 20th. Here we go, a wassailing, but I don't know what it is.
Add it to your Google list.
What, to Google it?
Yes.
Okay, no wassail.
What is wassail?
What is, I know we sing, here we go, a wassailing, a bum, ba, bum, ba, bum.
Maybe we're saying we're going to get drunk.
Well, then I'll tell you, that's Glenn's theme song. He'll know that one for sure.
Oh, my.
Favorite drink at Christmas time, made with orange juice. What would that be? I don't think wassail is made with orange juice, is it?
We're going to find out.
Ay, ay, ay. 740-383-9944. We've got eggnog, wine, spice cider, and one other guess. It's made with orange juice. A popular drink at Christmas time.
It is a drink with wine in it.
Wassail?
Mm-hmm.
Wassail's got wine?
Yes.
Is it? What's the other ingredients?
Hot mulled cider, ale or wine, and spices.
Oh.
Drink traditionally as an integral part of wassailing, an ancient English Yuletide drinking ritual.
Well, there you go. Not bad.
No, and we were singing. We were on our way to get drunk.
We were on our way to get drunk for the holiday. Well,
can't believe that.
Well, with Glenn, that's a true story. So there you go. Name a popular drink at Christmas time. It's made with orange juice, eggnog, wine, spice cider, and the last answer is made with orange juice. Boy, we want to do a drawing here. We only got a few minutes left. Go ahead, caller.
Would that be a screwdriver?
Not a screwdriver, but that's a good guess.
Ooh-wee.
Screwdriver is made. Now, a screwdriver is orange juice and vodka, I believe.
I think so.
That's not the Christmas drink we're looking for, although, after a big holiday season of shopping, probably a lot of people need some screwdrivers. Relax their nerves.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
This is weird. I'm going to say, would it be a Bloody Mary?
Not a Bloody Mary.
Okay.
Now, Linda, I don't think there's any orange juice in a Bloody Mary, is there?
No, that's tomato juice.
Tomato juice, and what's the other ingredient in a Bloody Mary?
Vodka.
Boy, vodka, a little touch of...
Right, celery.
Celery.
Put a celery stick in there. A
lot of people like Bloody Marys. I don't think that would be something I would enjoy.
No.
Vodka and tomato juice.
Yeah.
Ugh. Name a popular drink at Christmas time. Eggnog, wine, spice cider, and something made with orange juice. What is made with orange juice? Not wassail. 740-383-9944. Now, on the Christmas Eve, when your kids were young, Linda, what did you do?
On Christmas Eve, I would prepare my food, that's for sure. I would already start that day before, so I wouldn't have to do that Christmas Day. Everything would be already prepared.
Now, did you get ready for Santa Claus?
Oh, yes. There was always gifts up under our tree. But after they would go to bed, you know, I'd finish up wrapping gifts and placing them under the tree.
You know, and I think Santa Claus is a nice thing. You know, we do Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus,
right.
And 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And I think it's a nice thought for children.
True.
So we got to keep those things going.
True.
If we lose that, we're in big trouble.
Yeah, someone was telling me you have to keep children's imagination alive.
Right. And I don't know that we always do that.
And so much has been taken from kids now. It's almost like they're from... like being a toddler to being a grown-up already. You know, they're into the games, and they're off to school, and then they're hearing all this adult information already, and they're not adults. So you're really taking away a lot of their childhood.
I agree. I can't believe nobody's got this drink with orange juice. Now, screwdriver is probably the most popular one with orange juice.
Yes.
But this one is made with orange juice, but it's not a screwdriver. Popular at Christmas, number 3. It goes eggnog, wine, this thing, and spice cider. Is anybody going to get... We'll take one more call. If the person doesn't get it, we'll just have to draw here quickly. 740-383-9944. popular drink at Christmas time made with orange juice? Who's got it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, maybe not a lot of drinkers out here. Maybe that's the whole...
And that's probably
the whole thing. Now, the fruitcake toss down at Emmanuel Lutheran Church now. Don't forget that. Thursday night, 1 week. Next Friday, Linda, we'll be talking about the fallout from the fruitcake toss.
Right.
Who was the big winner is what we'll be saying.
I'm excited about finding out who that's going to be this year.
Well, you know, and we have plaques, thanks to Bob Welsh, for past winners, Ralph Thacker and Don O'Bauer, which is good. We've got a plaque for this year's winner. And, boy, we've got young kids from Fruitcake Lily to Mariah Rudolph to people up in age in this. It's men, women, children of all ages. It's going to be big.
Yes, yes. It's got to be big. Oh, my.
Now, you think, Sarah thinks she's going to win this.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Well, she's never competed before.
Okay.
And we don't know.
Don't know.
Don't know. She might.
She might.
And this group she's bringing with her, Mr. Neal and Jacob Barnhart.
Oh, she's bringing her own crew, huh?
She got a crew.
Okay.
Yeah. And apparently Adam's bringing a crew, too, and he needs a crew.
Really?
Yeah, because Adam, you know, he threw it backwards last year. Negative 4 foot.
Right. You got to straighten it out this year, Adam.
He's got to straighten that out. Well, we're going to do the drawing here. We've got Pizza Hut breadsticks. Free order of Pizza Hut breadsticks. And those go to... Okay, Linda, we've got four entries here. Give me 1 to 4.
Two.
The winner is Sarah today. Sarah, if you can get here in 8 minutes, we'll give you your breadsticks. 740-383-9944. And that's how the games are played. Well, Linda, we've got 8 minutes left here. As we head into the fruitcake toss... High excitement. Who's coming up on Voice of a People this week, 10 to 12 on Tuesday and Wednesday?
I have Heidi coming. Heidi Jones of Marian Matters. She'll be here. And the week after that, I have Pastor Jackie Peterson from Logos Christian Ministry. And also, go ahead and answer while I think of who it is.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, keeping up with a popular Christmas tradition, I'm going to do a little re-gifting. Brenly, enjoy your breadsticks.
Oh, Brenly gets the breadsticks, too. There you go.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye. Well, Sarah's turned up her nose at breadsticks.
She don't want them?
I can't believe she turned up her nose.
Oh, my. Okay.
She said give them to Brenly. So, Brenly, you've got breadsticks and a smoothie here waiting for you. Well, Merry Christmas to our six-year-old listener, Brenly.
She's raking them up, isn't she?
Raking up those. And last week, she won a cookie.
I remember that. Yeah.
We got to see a picture of that. That was very nice. All right. Well, whoever's picking up for Brindley, you got 6 minutes here to get the smoothie and the breadsticks.
That Wassailing drink is... there's one with also bourbon in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll be singing about it on the 20th.
Wow. Vanilla bean. Isn't that ice cream?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's got that in there.
Well, that doesn't sound bad. I could see that.
That sounds like something you can drink without realizing what you're drinking.
So you're gonna be you'd have ice cream and bourbon.
Mm-hmm. Vanilla bean. It's a lot in there. I'm like, wow.
Well, all I know is this year maybe we need some punch. I don't know who we would get to make the punch for the Christmas party.
Oh, I don't really know how to make punch. I know how to buy it, though. You know, there's a grocery store in Fair Park. Who still remember the gallon jugs?
Mm-hmm.
They still sell that. And those are hard to find.
Now, so what do you do with the 7-Up? You take 7-Up.
And pour it. And just mix it.
With punch.
Mm-hmm.
And you put sherbet in it.
Sherbet. Ice cream sherbet.
Huh.
The rainbow sherbet.
The rainbow sherbet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I bet that would be good. Now,
it is good.
Do you remember when people used to have punch bowls with ladles and all that? That's
right.
Kind of went by the wayside.
Yes, yes. But you can still find them.
Really?
Yeah, especially at Goodwill, Salvation Army, novelty stores. That's where you find your still punch bowls. Still out there.
Remember, people used to break a punch bowl. Boy, you'd You would create a riff in your family that would go on for decades if you broke the punch bowls.
And they don't really cost that much, but people, yeah, you better not break my
punch bowl.
Or the ladle, you know.
And people would only bring those out at the holiday time.
That's true. It was like their crystal piece.
It was, and inevitably somebody would have a little too much wassail, and they would break that punch bowl. And then Christmas would be ruined. Christmas would have to stop.
Yes, absolutely. Boy, you're making me remember past Christmases with my mother and my father who have passed on.
You know, it's a good time to remember the people who are no longer with us at the holiday.
Yes, yes.
Because you do think back on Christmases past where you had a lot of fun, but you can still have fun.
Yes, yes.
I think that's the message that all people should take with them is, just because people have left us,
right,
doesn't mean you can't, you know, set a picture of them out.
Don't lose the day. Don't lose the joy. Don't lose the merriment. We're still in the land of the living.
Right. And, you know, if you're above the ground,
right,
that's going to be good for the holiday time.
Is that something to celebrate right
now? Oh,
there?
I think you should always celebrate when you're above the ground.
It's only God's grace that we're not under the ground.
The only thing I think about this year is, boy, we have got to keep these measurements for the fruitcake toss.
Oh, yes, definitely. So you got your pad prepared?
I do. And you know what's strange? I went through everything last week. It is not here.
Wow.
We have everything but last year's results.
You think someone threw it away?
Well, I don't know. You know, Terry's kind of like Pigpen. He might have. I don't know. I don't know where it would get off to. It's beyond me. But, you know, I remember people being between 40 and 60. But I remember old Dono. I don't remember what the exact toss was, but it seems to me it was around 70 foot.
He probably remembers.
Now, Sarah has told me that she has not practiced. She's eating all her fruitcakes.
How is it, Sarah? How's your fruitcake?
Oh, she likes them.
Okay.
I don't know why. Her taste buds must be shot.
Lawrence Orchards. That's where you buy
Lawrence Orchards. The only place left in Marion. I think you can actually get.
The grocery store doesn't have them either?
Well, it's my understanding the grocery stores are sold out.
Oh, my.
So it's Lawrence Orchards or bust.
And they're like, what, $10, $15, right?
I think five.
Five?
Five. They're not that bad.
Okay.
I think, well, that's what they were at the stores. I know, I would think Lawrence Orchards would keep them at that price.
Hmm.
I would hope.
Yeah. Yeah.
But who would have thought there would have been a run on fruitcakes, of all things?
Are we going to do a runner-up?
Well, you know, depends on the plaques. You know, I know we have a plaque for the winner. The winner gets, you know, kind of the whole spiel.
Right.
The certificate, the plaque, the fruitcake, the dinner. But, second place, if there is a plaque, we'll give you a plaque. If there's not, there's not. But we will have the past plaque presentations to Dono and Ralph.
Right.
And I hope somebody gets a hold of Ralph to come. I don't know if we've ever, I have not seen Ralph in the longest time. So I hope he resurfaces.
Right.
That'd be nice.
Right.
Well, it's going to be a big time. Now, Brinley, you've got your breadsticks and your smoothie here. So you will have to come pick those up at some point. But we will have those for you here at the station. And I guess that's the way that goes. Well, we hope everybody has a great week. Coming up this week, you'll have Voice of a People with Linda Sims on Wednesday and Thursday from 10:15 until 12 noon. I'll be on Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until, or 8 a.m. until 10 a.m., and then Friday until 1. Fruitcake Toss coming up on Thursday from 7 until 8. So all kinds of good stuff.
Yes.
Good to be with you, Linda. And our listeners, have a great weekend. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Evening actor best known for his role of Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Ed Asner.
What's the best story to read to your family at Christmas time?
Oh, without question. Ebenezer Scrooge. Ah, humbug. Oh, what a story that is. A guy who is evil and is visited by three ghosts and then turns into a nice man. You know, I had an Uncle Ebenezer. Yeah, old Ebenezer Asner. A lot of Z's there, isn't it? Boy, was he a difficult guy to get along with. When I was growing up, on Christmas morning, he would come over with figgy pudding. Who wants figgy pudding? Yuck! But I got even with him.